This is BBC Radio 3, and Hannah French will be here with this week's Record Review Extra at 10 to 9 this evening. Now, at 7:30, it's time for Drama on 3, and this week, a new translation of a play by Ionesco with a strong political thread. Originally called Tueur sans gage, in this version it has the title Killer, and it stars Toby Jones, Liz Carr and Christine Bottomley. Here's the translator and dramatist Dan Rebellato to explain his approach to reinventing classic absurdist drama in sound for the 21st century.
Eugene Ionesco made his name with plays like The Ball Prima Donna and The Chairs, which are spiralling surreal comedies full of brilliant wordplay and logical paradox. And it's surely because of these early plays that he got drawn into the camp of the theatre of the absurd. But that's always seemed to me an incomplete description, tending to suggest that Ionesco's world is wholly imaginary and unreal, divorced from political realities and mocking all attempts to make the world a better place. Because this has never been how I've seen Ionesco's plays, which seem to me not to offer mere philosophical fantasies, but to show us our own world back to us, in ways both comic and shattering. It's particularly obvious, I think, in his 1957 play Tueur sans gage, which I've translated here as Killer. The play is set in a perfect city, a techno-utopia, flooded with light, called Radiance. But Radiance has its shadows. A mysterious figure keeps luring its citizens away by showing them a photograph of the Colonel. For Ionesco, it was surely not a surreal abstraction to think that the seductions of military authority might be prelude to murder. After all, he spent the early years of the Second World War in Romania, watching his friends and comrades becoming swept up in the rhetoric of dictator Marshal Antonescu and the fascists of the Iron Guard. You'll notice that in Ionesco's Radiance, we also find a populist politician in league with a brutal military. Translating a play is like living with another writer, getting used to their habits and routines, adjusting to their schedule, becoming accustomed to their changing moods. And the more I've gone into this play, the clearer it is to me that Killer expresses a deep ambivalence that doesn't evade, but captures both his decade and ours. This is a political play about the failures of politics. It's a comedy about the hollowness of laughter. It's a debate play about the futility of debate. It's a play about the thinness of liberal democracy trying to deal with nihilistic darkness. And it speaks to our era when, in the labyrinths of our own democracies, darkness still threatens to obscure the light.
Welcome to the city where rain never falls, where the sun always shines, and the skies are always bright blue. Welcome to Radiance, a new kind of city for the get-up-and-go man or woman of tomorrow. The apartments are spacious and light, the streets broad and straight. In your car, in your home, or just on the streets, you are always online, always plugged in, accessing the world at blazing speeds 25 hours a day. Your welfare is our responsibility. Your happiness is our priority. Your well-being is the heart of Radiance.
Ask for a prospectus today and put a little Radiance in your life. The value of your property may go up as well as down. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. See our website for terms and conditions.
And a radiant morning to you.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I'm the architect who had the privilege of designing our new city. Please ensure your seatbelts are fastened as the tour is about to begin. First stop, Radiance Plaza. To the right, you can see a series of blue houses.
Blue houses?
Yes, blue houses. They're like greenhouses, but for cold house plants that thrive in cold temperatures. I see a question.
Yes, I was just wondering. This car is electric, isn't it?
All transport in Radiance is electric.
It sounds more like a petrol engine.
You're quite correct. In Radiance, all our environments are moulded to suit the individual, and we call it superplasticity. Our studies show that the interior of a Lamborghini Diablo V12 commands particular confidence. But this can be adjusted if you prefer to ride in a Morris Minor Series 2. Or a Mercedes-Benz M-Class. Or any vehicle you like.
Oh, amazing.
Madam Architect, it's me, Danny. I need to talk to you.
Not now, Danny.
Please, we just need to...
We now enter the schools district. Everything in Radiance is recyclable and recycled. Each apartment is designed to maximise mindfulness and well-being. Yes, sir. You with the glasses.
Do you know if financing is available for home improvements?
I believe we do have some transition packages, yes. Your question, madam.
What's all this about the photograph of the Colonel?
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
It's incredible, though, isn't it? I mean, sorry. Financing, yes, sure. But could we just take a moment to say it's a miracle?
Yes, but about this photograph.
I mean, the colours, the flowers, the sky, my goodness, the sky. You designed all this?
I did.
She designed the sky. You deserve a medal. A big salary bump anyway. I hope they pay you well. Do they pay you well? It doesn't matter. It's none of my business.
And paid in accordance with the scale.
Should be showered with gold, shouldn't she?
I'm gratified by your enthusiasm, Mr...
Beringer. I just thought someone needed to say it.
You're very kind, Mr. Beringer.
The streets are beautiful, but they all look the same. Don't people get lost in Radiance?
Navigating your way through Radiance is easy with the AirView system. You can try it now. Just say, "Hey, Radiance," and draw a rectangle in the air before you.
Hey, Radiance.
Hello! Can we touch it?
Whoa. Of course. Ask it anything you like.
What restaurants do you recommend in Radiance?
There are 117 restaurants in Radiance. I can list them for you by proximity.
Which is the best
cuisine,
school in Radiance?
And average. There is no best school in Radiance. Or rather, every school has been rated outstanding.
Isn't this absolutely amazing?
Amazement is a fact of life in Radiance. Every day is exceptional. The extraordinary is ordinary.
You see?
In the best of all.
We're turning east. Careful of the glare from Radiance's second sun. That's why it's always a sunny day here. Radiance, shade. Radiance Avenue is the hub and the heart of our beautiful city. It's a place for meeting and reflection, a place to gaze at the sky or in the eyes of a loved one. But most of all, it is a civic space. You see, we have a mayoral election tomorrow, and the candidates are setting out their final case to the electorate.
But what is there to disagree about in Radiance?
Democracy has its own wisdom.
Please, Madam Architect, it's very urgent I speak with you.
Danny, later. It shows the way.
But
I am leading a tour.
Please, it's important.
Who's that?
Mother Goose. She's a delightful eccentric. Adds very much to the gaiety of the election.
I've got to say, I am stunned.
You needn't be. She's a novelty candidate and stands little chance of success.
Hmm? No, I mean this. Everything. Radiance. The sapphire sky, the freshness in the air, the sunlight falling on the pale buildings. I can scarcely believe what I'm seeing, but it's here, in front of me.
Radiance is a city of peace, where all conflict is resolved. We have abolished clouds and congestion. We have banished rain and doubt.
Banished rain? What about the flowers?
We have an integrated hydroponic network of filtered spring water brought from the hills to nourish our citizens and our flora.
I couldn't believe it. I wanted to believe it, but perhaps I didn't dare. I believed and I didn't believe.
I shall pass your comments to the directorate.
I'd read about it, of course, but I dismissed it. How could it be true? A perfect city within a city, right in the very middle of our own miserable metropolis. A district of light amid the tangle of dark streets.
I can't claim all the credit. It was a council commission. I just did my job.
I knew it was here. Well, I think I did. I'd read about it. I thought, you know, Beringer, you should go take a look. See if it's all it's cracked up to be. And I'd set off. But my feet, would take me to a dead end. Or I'd run into some pals on the way. Or I'd get distracted by a side street and end up by the river. Something deep in me didn't want to come here.
I see. Well,
Perhaps because I feared it would be a disappointment. And I'd rather live in hope.
Well, you're here now, so...
I got on the wrong tram. Lost in thought. And when the tram came to its end, there I was, standing at your high gateway. I thought, do I go in? Do I dare? Seeing it all, it's unlocked something in me, a memory. When I was 17, 18 maybe, I was in a small country town, I forget which. One of the last days of spring, I was on an avenue, bordered with sage green trees, sheltering a series of low, white houses, all with bright yellow fences. The sun, high above me, in a cloudless sky, that intense, pale heat in everything.
I've actually got another question about mortgages.
And I overwhelmingly felt the sheer joy of being alive. I forgot myself. I lost myself in those houses, those trees, that sun. It was as though I was at one with the universe, and the universe was at one with me. Did you ever know such bliss?
I know this feeling.
Do you offer a tracker mortgage or just a fixed rate?
The light filled me, and through me illuminated the entire world. Not a corner in darkness.
And you felt that light taken away from you?
Well, I was young, of course. Maybe things seemed simpler, but also clearer and without compromises. I felt a fire within me. I was so happy.
Yeah, the website mentions an APR of 3.2%. Is that with or without the 15% deposit?
You feel its loss every day?
I feel its loss every day.
When perfection was at your fingertips, and it melted away.
And the light became thinner, greyer.
Pale with loss.
Endless dust.
Ruined. Spoiled.
Until now.
What?
You've brought it back, the light, the harmony.
Have I?
Of course you have.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Radiant, bring the happy.
Kittens.
Look at the ears.
What was that?
Excuse me, I need to attend to something. Danny, it's me. Has there been another incident?
I'm getting the report now, madam.
Well, it's the sixth this week.
Seventh, if you include the child.
Who is it this time?
A woman in her 40s.
The usual flowers once identity is confirmed.
Yes, Madam Architect.
That'll be all.
While I have you on the screen, I want to discuss my future with you.
Not this again.
I keep trying.
I'm busy.
I need a break.
Danny, we have visitors.
When then?
Later.
Now, about the mortgage provider, it says on your website...
All of those questions will be answered by my assistant back at the town hall. I hope you've enjoyed your glimpse of our city and will consider joining our Radiant community.
You mentioned a prospectus?
Radiant, 3 prospectuses for our guests.
Oh. Whoa! can we keep these?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I've made my mind up. Where do I sign?
But if you make your way to the reception centre, I'll arrange a consultation with my assistant, Danny. Yeah. It was a pleasure to meet you all. Have a radiant afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye. I'd just like to clarify.
So, you're thinking of buying?
Yes, I am. Aren't you? Oof.
Something seems wrong.
But it's perfect.
I'm not so sure.
The sky.
Before you sign anything, ask them about the photograph of the Colonel.
The photograph of the Colonel?
Yes.
What's the photograph of the Colonel?
I don't know.
So why should I ask about it?
To find out what it is.
But what is it?
If I knew that, you wouldn't need to ask.
Well, where did you find out about this photograph of the Colonel?
There's rumours.
Rumours?
Disturbing rumours.
What about?
About the photograph of the Colonel.
What? Have you seen it?
Make sure you ask about it.
I can't go on like this.
We're all working hard, Danny.
I'm exhausted. I need a break from it all.
Well, we'd all like a break.
Nothing changes every day. More news.
Don't be melodramatic.
I need to get away from it.
Fine. Take 3 days off next week.
3 days?
A week, then. On half pay, mind you. I can't talk to you anymore. I have a delegation from the inspectorate waiting.
Madam.
All right. You can start your break tomorrow. Wait, I need you tomorrow. Thursday.
No, what I'm trying to say is...
You can thank me when you get back.
Please.
Now I really must go.
Thank you, madam. Hey, Radiance. Radiance, give me coastal holidays for one starting this Thursday in my price range. 1 hour's travel.
In Coppermouth, fishing is not just an industry. It's a way of life. A weekend in this quaint old port is a chance
Radiance,
to...
Radiance, pause. Come in. Oh. A radiant afternoon to you, Mr...
Beringer. Sam Beringer.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Beringer. Do take a seat.
Call me Sam.
Certainly, Sam. I'm Danny, and I'll be taking you through the procedure. So, you want to live in Radiance?
I feel like this is where I was always meant to live.
Radiance is delighted you feel this way.
Makes me feel young again.
Radiance has that effect.
Ah, that must seem silly to a young woman like you.
Oh, come along now, Sam. You're hardly old.
Oh, I feel old.
You don't look old.
Really? How old do you think I am?
Oh, no, don't make me do that.
I bet I'm older than you think.
I'm terrible at judging these things.
Go on, have a guess.
Oh, well, I don't know. 48, maybe?
42. Close.
I meant a very young-looking 48.
Oh, well, that's good, I suppose.
Sorry.
It's fine.
So you want to live in Radiance?
Yes, please.
Were you looking to buy or rent?
I think rent to start with, and then who knows?
Of course. And what sort of price range were you looking at?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a wealthy man.
We have apartments at all price points.
Perhaps 1,000 a month?
We have several apartments in that range. Do you have a preference for the district?
I don't know Radiance well. Do you have any recommendations?
Sunningdale is nice and light. Solliton is bright and cheerful. Clayville is airy and sunny.
Where do you live? I mean, roughly. I mean, you don't have to tell me. I'm not being weird. I am being weird, obviously. I just meant...
It's quite all right, Sam. I have an apartment in Clayville.
Do you like it?
Yes, we like it very much.
We?
I have 2 cats.
Oh, good.
Why good?
If you like cats. Do you like cats?
I love cats.
Well, there we are, then.
I suppose so.
Do you have anything in Clearville?
I do. Hey, Radiance.
This new build apartment boasts a master bedroom with ensuite, spacious entertainment area, ample storage and east-facing picture windows overlooking Radiance Gardens. This outstanding luxury studio offers bespoke interiors throughout, with superb views, secluded garden and private terrace.
That's lovely too.
This beautifully refurbished lateral apartment is set within Clearville's sought-after riverside development and features contemporary kitchen, generous reception room and spectacular skyline view.
Enough!
I'm glad you like them.
And they're within my price range.
Absolutely.
I can't believe it.
Prices have come down recently.
Oh, why's that?
Market fluctuations.
Of course. Hard to choose, though.
Take your time. If you have any questions about the properties, I'd be happy to answer them.
They're all so nice.
No rush.
Which would you choose?
Well, it's not my decision.
But just say.
I can't choose for you.
It'll help me.
Well...
Which one could you see yourself in? Which one could you make a life in, Danny?
Well, that's hardly.
In which of these apartments could you imagine yourself settling down?
Settling down?
Just out of interest.
Well...
Yes?
I do like a river view.
Aha!
I also need a lot of space.
That's not a problem.
I like a bit of greenery around.
Snap!
And, of course, I'd need to bring me cats.
Well, that goes without saying.
I do bring my work home with me.
Well, we have the spare bedroom.
I'm an early riser, of course.
I could be.
I do yoga every morning.
And I'd make the breakfast.
I entertain on a Friday.
The perfect host.
But hunker down on a Saturday.
Leave the world behind.
So, Sam, if it were me...
Yes, Danny?
I'd choose the third.
When do we move in?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, good choice.
So, you want to take it?
Yes, please.
I'll need to take a few details. Hey, Radiance, residential application for Sam Berenger, please.
This is your application.
If you could just fill in your name, date of birth and national insurance number.
Thank you. You've been so helpful.
Not at all.
There.
Welcome to Radiance.
Right, I'm just running a quick credit check.
You have my information on your system.
Credit rating, employment history, past addresses, internet history, dating history, library membership.
Dating history?
Well, we like to be thorough. Well,
not much to see there.
Well, Sam, I'm sure that will change in Radiance.
Well, Danny, I hope so.
Hey, yes, so that's all done. Congratulations. Here's your key card.
Well, it's done. I've got an apartment.
You have. Number 17, Radiance Riverside.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
I'm sorry. Did you have any questions?
No. Just...
If you do have any, here's my number.
Oh, in fact, there is one thing.
Yes?
I nearly forgot.
No problem.
What can you tell me about the photograph of the Colonel?
What do you mean?
I don't really know, to be perfectly honest. Someone on the tour said, before I move in, I should be sure to ask you about the photograph of the Colonel.
Probably pulling your leg.
Did sound a bit odd.
The photograph of the Colonel? Which Colonel?
Well, exactly.
And why do we want a photograph of
well,
him?
Well, quite.
What a silly idea. Oh,
absolutely.
I do wish people would stop going on about the photograph of the Colonel.
Well, yes. Sorry?
Every day it's the photograph of the Colonel this, the photograph of the Colonel that.
Oh, so it is a thing.
Hardly a thing, it's nothing really.
Oh, right.
Really not worth bothering yourself about.
Righto.
Put it from your mind.
All the same, this person on the tour did seem quite insistent that I should ask.
And you have.
Yes.
Well done. Shall we go?
Yes, but you haven't told me what it means.
Oh, haven't I?
No.
How forgetful of me.
A little bit.
So, would you like to walk or go by tram?
What?
It's a lovely day. Let's walk.
But the photograph of the Colonel.
Don't give it another thought.
Yes.
Bygones be bygones.
Well, I would, but I...
Let sleeping dogs, as they say, lie.
But, Danny, you still haven't told me what it is.
The photograph?
Yes.
Of the Colonel?
Yes.
You'll laugh, you know.
Will I?
Yes, you will.
Well, I like a laugh.
You'll say, I feel so silly now going on and on about the photograph of this wretched Colonel.
I bet I will. What a ninny.
What a chump.
A dingbat.
A boob.
So what is it?
It's silly, really.
Okay.
It's just we have... How shall I put this? It appears that we have a, for want of a better word, a killer here in Radiance.
Right.
Yes.
A killer?
Yes. Don't forget your scarf.
Wait. A killer? In what sense, a killer?
In the traditional sense of killer, a killer who kills people that get killed.
But who does he or she kill?
People.
Any people in particular?
No, just people.
Old people or young people or...
All sorts. He doesn't discriminate. Men, women, children, young, old, rich, poor, you name it.
How many has he killed?
Or she. I don't have the numbers to hand.
Ballpark?
50.
50?
100.
100?
Or thereabouts.
There's a killer who's killed 100 people in Radiance.
Or thereabouts.
Whoa.
So anyway, yada yada, that's the photograph of the Colonel.
You're telling me there's a serial killer in Radiance. But don't people mind?
Oh, you know, you get through the day somehow.
But still.
If it's not one thing, it would be something else.
Yes, but...
It doesn't do to dwell on these things.
But a killer!
If you really thought about it, you wouldn't be able to go on.
All right.
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'll be all right in a minute.
Let me get you a tissue.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be.
I try not to think about it.
Of course you do.
It just seems easier sometimes to keep going.
I'm sure.
I've thought about leaving.
Oh, no. Really?
In fact, I told Madame Architect just before you came in that I needed to get out. She gave me a few days off.
She can't keep you here.
No. No, but there is one thing that stops me leaving.
What's that?
The killer never seems to take anyone who is part of the administration.
Really?
No, only citizens of Radiance.
That's an incentive, I suppose.
So I stay.
Well, why do the citizens stay?
Well, some have left, of course. I mean, the bereaved, principally.
Hence the house prices.
Yes, but mostly we just get by.
But sometimes it hits you.
Yes.
Would it help? Would you like... I mean, I don't mean anything by it. I don't mean anything more by it, but... Would you like a hug?
Yes, Sam. I think I would.
Come here.
Thank you, Sam.
It's all right. So how does he do it, this killer?
Apparently he or she just approaches people.
What, in broad daylight?
Yes, he approaches them and asks if they would like to see the photograph of the colonel.
I see.
And when they say yes, and they always do, it seems, he takes them off and apparently stabs them and throws them in the fountain.
Why do they go?
Wouldn't you be curious?
I suppose a bit, but...
Wouldn't you think I'd like to see this photograph that everyone's making a fuss about?
Maybe, but...
Admit it, be honest. Wouldn't you like to see the photograph of the colonel?
I don't know.
Would you? Would you like to see the photograph of the colonel?
I think... On balance... Probably... Not.
I don't suppose you want the apartment now.
What?
After what I've told you.
I couldn't leave. Now that I've seen the city. Now that I've seen you.
Me?
I just mean I've just met you and you seem nice. And so I just thought... I'm not coming on to you, I promise. Unless you'd like me to...
Well, I think maybe I would.
would you like to... Go for a drink with me after work.
I'd like that very much, Sam.
Maybe we could do something about the killer.
Oh.
I can help. I want to help.
You're very kind.
Danny, I didn't realise it. I've been going nowhere in my life, but today, in Radiance, I've changed like I have... Four suns in my sky. And now, Danny, you have changed me too.
Oh, Sam, but we've just met.
Am I being too intense?
Not at all, I love it.
I feel you and Radiance could make me a better man.
I need a change.
We can change together.
Thank you, Sam. But first... Let me show you to your apartment.
Oh, yes.
We need... Do you want Radiance to tell you what's a big... Why do the outsiders get the new homes? Radiant Homes for Radiant Citizens says Mother Goose.
Who is this Mother Goose character?
She wants to be mayor.
Oh, really?
And she may do it too. Radiance help us.
Soup kitchens for all, says Mother Goose.
Mother Goose! afternoon, Danny.
Good afternoon, Andre.
And you must be Mr. Beringer.
That's right.
Our newest resident.
Please take good care of him, Andre.
Oh, we will indeed. Welcome to Radiance Riverside, Mr. Beringer.
And you just tap your key card to the panel.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Hey, Radiance, lights.
Oh, my word.
Take a step in.
Welcome to your new home, Sam. Oh. Radiance looks forward to knowing you better, but for now, we're guessing you're a whiskey and soda man.
How did you know?
Radiance loves to learn about its residents.
I actually find it quite creepy.
Thank you very much.
Your home is currently at 19 degrees centigrade, 32% humidity and 400 lumens. Tell me if anything needs changing.
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I better leave you to unpack.
Oh, do you have to go?
I should get back to the office.
I thought you said you were quitting.
I want to.
Are you nervous?
A bit.
I don't blame you. That architect's a bit fierce.
She is.
But you've got me now. I'll cheer you on.
Thank you. You're sweet.
I'm proud of you.
As soon as I get back to the office, I'll book an appointment with the architect.
Why don't you tell her now?
How?
Video on your air screen thingy.
Airview. I suppose...
I'll help you.
Okay. Hey, Radiance. How do I look?
Perfect.
Radiance, record. Madam Architect, it's Danny here. I hope it's okay. It's just I'd really like to hand him a notice, if that's okay. Sorry.
Too timid. Be firm.
Radiance, restart. Madam Architect, I'm quitting, so screw you.
Too firm.
Too firm?
Too firm. I've enjoyed working with you and will always cherish the support you have given me, but...
Radiance, restart. Madam Architect, this is Danny. I need to inform you I am handing in my notice. It has been a privilege working with you, and I will always remember the support and kindness you have shown to me, but now it's time to seek new opportunities. I will, of course, work out my notice. Goodbye. Radiance, stop.
Perfect.
You think?
Just the tone.
Am I doing the right thing?
You can do anything, Danny. You're amazing.
You hardly know me.
Well, I have faith in you. City's inspired me. You have inspired me.
I suppose
me.
It would mean I could do something I really wanted to do.
Of course.
Write a children's book.
Do it.
Retrain as a therapist.
Why not?
Take up kickboxing.
I like the therapist idea.
You really think I could?
With my help, you can be anything.
Okay, I'll send it.
That's the spirit.
Radiance, save video and send to Madam Architect.
Video sent.
Wow.
It's a good move.
I should be getting back to the office.
But we'll have a drink later?
I'd love that.
First day of the rest of our lives.
One step at a time, Sam.
Oh, forgive me. Getting ahead of myself.
I'll meet you after work.
6 o'clock?
Sharp.
I won't be late.
I'll look forward to it.
Me too.
Until later then. Oh, sorry. I've left a lipstick mark on your cheek. Let me just...
No. I'll keep it. It's a reminder of you.
Oh. You're very sweet.
So are you.
6 o'clock.
I'll be there. Bye. 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 What's wrong with goodbye? Who says... Bye. Right then. Lights. Hey, Radiance.
Hi there, Sam. What can I do for you?
Could you turn the lights on in the kitchen?
Of course, Sam. Lights at 50%.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, Sam. What else can I do for you?
How do I make a cup of tea?
I have already taken the liberty, Sam.
Admirable foresight.
Thank you, Sam.
That'll be all, Radiance.
Of course, Sam. Have a nice day.
A bientôt. That would have been more stylish. It's nice tea. Nice cuppa.
Hello, Sam. Sorry to startle you.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Waiting for you.
How did you get in?
Through the door.
But I've got the key card.
Me too.
How did you get that?
Don't you recognize me?
Recognize you?
Look closer.
Edward?
He remembers.
Little Eddie from school?
The very same.
The Tedster?
Present and correct.
How extraordinary.
I've been looking for you.
And now you've found me.
Indeed.
So how have you been?
Up and down, Sam.
Tell me about it.
Something happened to you?
No, no.
You seem skittish.
Skittish?
Excitable.
Yeah, well...
So something has happened.
I'm in love, Eddie.
In love?
Yeah, you may have heard of her. The woman who was here just now.
Congratulations. Who is she?
She's called Danny. She works for the administration.
Oh.
Well, I say she works for the administration. She's actually just handed in her notice.
Oh.
We're going to spend our lives together.
How long have you known her?
About an hour and a half.
A whirlwind romance.
Oh, but I feel like I've known her all my life. She's beautiful. She's sweet. She's tender. She's an angel, Eddie. I can't wait for you to meet her.
I should like that very much.
Oh, where are my manners? Would you like a cup of tea?
Do you have any rum?
Rum?
Rum. The cold gets to my lungs.
Hey, Radiance. Do we have any rum?
Of course, Sam. Oh.
Cheers.
Salut.
So, do you live in Radiance?
Not exactly.
Oh, you have business here?
After a fashion.
Can you believe? I've only just discovered this city.
I can't.
You remember, Eddie, when we were younger, the dreams we had, how everything was open to us, nothing was impossible.
I remember.
Since I first laid eyes on Radiance, I've got it all back. All I'd lost and all I'd never had. It's like spring has come again.
You always dreamed of perfection, and you were always disappointed.
Well, it's the sort of place I've dreamt about my whole life. A perfect city.
Is it perfect?
I'd say so.
Is it, though?
Sure it is.
Well, I understood they'd been experiencing a certain problem.
A problem?
Yes, a certain problem.
Oh, the killer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, all right, they do have a killer.
Well, that would seem like quite a flaw in the perfect city.
It would be, but I'm going to put a stop to it.
You are?
Danny and me, we're going to join forces and track the killer down.
And what do you know about this killer?
Well, not much yet, but it's early days.
Age? Sex? Appearance?
Nothing like that.
Psychological profile?
Not as such.
His M.O.?
Ah, that we do have.
Oh, yes?
Yes. He approaches his victims and invites them to see the photograph of the Colonel.
Interesting.
And if they're unfortunate enough to say yes, they're usually found floating in the fountain, stabbed.
But why do they go?
Curiosity?
Or foolishness?
Everyone loves a mystery.
Or maybe your perfect city has sapped their will, made them easy prey.
Hardly that.
Well, they deserve everything they get.
Oh, now, Ted. Come now. This isn't you. The Eddie I was at school with was a sensitive, humane boy.
Take a look at this.
What's that?
It's a briefcase.
Yes, I know it's a briefcase.
And what do you suppose is in it?
I've no idea.
Take a guess.
A sandwich?
No.
The Holy Bible?
No.
A matching tie and handkerchief?
No.
I give up. What's in the case?
In here, in this plain leather briefcase, is the answer to your prayers.
And what is the answer to my prayers?
The killer.
The killer?
The killer.
How have you got the killer in your briefcase?
I don't have the killer in my briefcase.
You said you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
How could I have a killer in my briefcase?
Oh, I did think it was odd.
What I have in this briefcase is the means to catch the killer.
Really?
You see?
Yes.
Now we understand each other.
We really do.
Well, this calls for a glass of rum.
Oh, of course. Cheers. So what is in the case?
I'm getting to that. And what do you think this might be?
It looks like a book.
Oh, it's much more than that.
Can I see?
Patience, my old friend.
It looks like a notebook.
But what is inside the notebook?
What is inside?
No touching, please.
Sorry.
Read from there.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
13th of January. Today I will do it again. It's a diary.
It is. Keep reading.
I did it again yesterday too. A lovely young woman.
Keep reading.
She went with me and I enjoyed our time together. Crikey. Hot stuff.
Keep reading.
Oh! Does he see the killer?
Well, keep reading and you'll find out.
14th of January. I did it again. This time, it was a compliant young man. Oh, hello.
Keep reading.
He did not complain, even as I pushed his body into the fountain. What?
Now you see now.
What is this?
Well, what do you think it is?
But it can't be.
Why not?
The killer's diary?
Yes. Look, every page.
Anyone could have written this.
But they didn't.
I said, it's just probably someone playing a trick on you.
You think so, do you?
Yeah, draft of a novel.
Now, that's what I thought.
Well, then.
At first.
What changed your mind?
Three things.
Go on.
In the back of the book, you'll see he has a list of future dates and names.
Future dates?
Yes. Look at today's date.
Alice Dobbs. What does that mean?
Alice Dobbs was the woman killed at lunchtime today.
I don't...
I already had the book in my possession.
So?
Who but the killer would know that?
You said there were three things that convinced you of its authenticity. What's the second?
This.
The killer's knife.
Bingo.
How did you get all this?
It was left at my door.
Why?
I couldn't say.
What did you think it was?
A prank, perhaps?
You should give this to the police.
I brought it straight to you.
Why me?
Well, you're looking for the killer, aren't you?
But how did you know?
News travels fast in Radiance.
I thought you didn't live in Radiance.
I don't.
And the third thing?
Another rum.
Coming right up. Cheers.
Sancho.
So, the third thing?
The clinching proof.
Oh?
Yeah, I didn't notice it at first.
No?
Small, easy to overlook.
What was it?
A portrait.
A portrait? Of who?
A soldier.
A painting?
A photograph?
No.
Yes.
The photograph of the Colonel.
That's right.
You have the photograph of the Colonel
in this briefcase. Would you like to see it?
You mean you'd show it to me?
If you'd like to see it.
What's it like?
You can see for yourself. If you want to. Do you want to? Tell me, Sam. Do you want to see the photograph of the Colonel?
Nah.
No?
Nah. You're all right.
Well, suit yourself.
We must take this to the police.
Yes, I suppose we should.
They'll know what to do with it.
You're quite right.
Unless you have a better idea.
No, that seems sensible.
Hey, Sam, you have incoming. Would you like to answer?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Mr. Berenger.
Madam Architect, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Radiance Riverside. What an excellent choice.
I'm delighted with it so far.
I wondered if I could speak to Danny.
No, I'm afraid not.
Is she busy?
No, she left a while ago.
When?
I'm not sure. Half an hour?
Where was she going, did she say?
Back to the office.
Huh.
Is she not there yet?
No.
I'm sure she won't be long.
Only she left me a message.
Yes, I know about that.
But I'd like to talk to her before she makes her mind up.
I think she has.
Well, we'll see.
I'm sure she'll be along in a moment.
She's definitely not with you.
Definitely not.
You're sure?
As you can see, it's just me and my old friend Edward.
What old friend?
Oh, well, he was here.
There's no one there now.
But this is his briefcase.
Well, perhaps he'll come back for it.
No doubt. Oh, that's probably him now.
I won't detain you any further.
I better get the door.
If you do see Danny, do tell her I'm looking for her.
Yeah, will do.
Goodbye, Mr. Berenger.
Yeah, bye. Eddie. Oh. Hello.
Could I come in, sir?
Yes, of course.
Very good of you.
I was actually coming to see you, officer.
Is that right, sir?
Yes, I have some evidence to turn over to your safekeeping.
Is that a fact?
It is.
We'll come to that in good time, but first things first, you are Sam Berenger.
Guilty as charged?
Guilty?
No, I mean, I am Sam Berenger.
Sam Berenger.
Is that all?
I understand you recently made the acquaintance of Miss Danny from the administration.
Yes, just this afternoon.
This afternoon. And what was the nature of your acquaintance with Miss Danny, if I may ask?
We're in love.
In love?
I deny it. We're hopelessly, madly in love.
Madly.
Well, when you know, you know.
And when did you see Miss Danny last?
I don't know, but perhaps half an hour ago. Is she all right?
And where were you in that time?
Here.
Here in your apartment?
The whole time.
Alone?
No, I had an old friend with me.
A friend?
Yes, from school.
The concierge didn't see anyone coming in?
No, well...
Or leaving?
He was here. This is his briefcase.
Oh, yes?
That's what I was going to bring to you.
Oh, we don't handle lost property, sir.
No, it's not the briefcase. It's what's inside it.
What is inside it?
Take a look.
A knife?
And the killer's own diary.
I see.
And that's not all. This case also contains the photograph of the Colonel.
Is that so?
I can show you if you like.
I beg your pardon?
I just said I can show you if you like.
Are you... inviting me to see the photograph of the Colonel?
Yes. No. Not like that.
No?
Of course not.
I have to inform you, Mr. Berenger, sir, that no more than 20 minutes ago we received a report that a young woman had been found floating in the municipal fountain with her throat cut. This woman has been identified as Miss Danny.
What?
You were the last person to see her alive.
Danny?
And now I find a bloody knife in your possession, as well as a notebook detailing your victims and a photograph of the Colonel.
But we're in love.
Sam Berenger, I am arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Miss Danny and of sundry other residents in the City of Radiance.
No, this is impossible.
Put the briefcase down, sir. Are you resisting arrest, Mr. Berenger?
No.
Come back,
please,
sir.
No.
Come back.
No.
Suspect Sam Berenger, mid-40s Caucasian male, thinning hair, holding a brown leather briefcase, is resisting arrest and attempting to evade police custody. He is armed and believed to be dangerous.
Copy that, 10-4. Circulate description. All units mobilised.
The radiant afternoon to you, sir.
Radiant afternoon to you, too.
Radiant afternoon.
Radiant to you, yeah, too.
A very radiant afternoon to you, my friend.
Vote for me. You can't come through here, I'm afraid, sir.
No, I just need to get to the town hall.
Oh, do you work there?
I have business with Madam Architect.
Well, unless you work there, I'm afraid I can't let you through.
Well, you sure I couldn't just slip through the barrier?
Oh, I hate to disappoint, but no, I'm afraid.
Oh, well. I must say, you're very polite for a soldier.
Oh, it is Radiant's army policy to be courteous and civil. Here, have a flower.
A flower?
All part of the service.
Giving out flowers?
Soldiering's not about war, you know.
I really do just need to get over there.
Oh, wish I could help you, but I have strict instructions.
It's terribly urgent.
Oh, I feel dreadful, but no can do.
What's happening here? What's going on?
The election for Mayor of Radiance.
Of course. And remind me, what's her name?
Mother Goose.
That's it.
She's a bit of a character.
She is.
My fiancé isn't a fan.
Oh?
Wasn't a fan.
Oh, she changed her mind?
No, she's...
I'm sorry.
No, it's...
Had you been engaged long?
Freedom from the burden of democracy!
Not long, no.
Still.
Fact. Technically, we weren't actually engaged.
How long had you known?
The mathematics are neither here nor there. It was the love of a lifetime.
Have another flower. In fact, have all of them.
You're very kind. You must think I'm very foolish.
Certainly not. It is Radiant's army policy to believe in love at first sight.
Just the same as all the rest. Just another politician. Yours is a politics of ugliness and lies. Your revolution will be a disaster.
Mama Goose, you're going down.
What's going on?
I think it's a heckler.
There, an enemy. Help. Oh, poor man.
This means trouble.
Can't you do anything?
Radiant's army policy is not to take sides.
Ah, at least the police are here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. The police?
Yes.
Would you hold my briefcase for a moment?
Oh, certainly. Helping the citizenry with its luggage is Radiant's army policy.
Thank you. Don't open it.
Oh, cool, a knife.
Don't wave that around.
Why not?
Give me that.
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this, then?
What's all what, officer?
Tanks cluttering up the highway.
Just preserving order, officer.
Well, they're in the way. Move them.
In the way of what?
Ordinary citizens going about their business.
I would need to speak to my superior officer, officer.
Are you going to move your tanks or what?
Can't we just leave them where they are?
Right, I warned you.
No, you didn't.
Oi.
Oh, dark.
Stop me. Well, you move your tanks.
You need to go through the proper channels.
One last time. Will you move your tanks?
This is all highly irregular.
move your tongue! All right! I'm glad to see you've come to your senses.
Sorry, lads! Tanks back to base!
I say, that was a bit harsh.
Did you see something?
Well, I thought Radiance would frown on that sort of thing.
Respect for the law is one of the cornerstones of sovereign government.
But you hit him.
A regrettable necessity incurred in the pursuit of my civic duty.
And you seem to be enjoying it.
Radiance police see duty and pleasure as complementary.
A bit too much, I'd say.
You want a smack in the mouth?
That doesn't sound like civic duty.
It is when I do it.
Oh! Oh, look, it's Madam Architect! Madam Architect!
Mr. Berenger!
Excuse me one minute.
I've got my eye on you. Keep those tanks moving. That's
it. Madam Architect!
Good evening, Mr. Berenger.
Yes. Well, what about this, eh?
Never a dull moment in Radiance.
The police here are very violent.
Thank you.
What?
Seeing the sights?
Sort of. Did you hear about Danny?
Yes.
Terrible. Terrible news.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find another PA.
That's not what I meant.
So what did you want to see me about?
Huh? Oh, yes. I have evidence.
Evidence?
About the killer.
The killer?
Shh.
What evidence?
His diary, his pocketbook, his knife, and what's more...
What?
The photograph of the colonel.
The photograph of the colonel?
The photograph of the colonel.
Well, what does it look like, the photograph of the colonel?
Well, I didn't look.
Why not?
I didn't like to.
But you want to, don't you?
Huh?
You want to see... the photograph of the colonel.
Oh, well. No, don't you start.
So, go on then. Where is it?
Where is what?
This evidence of yours.
Oh, yes. It's right here in this briefcase. Oh, Lord. It's gone.
Gone?
Ah, of course. I gave it to the soldier.
Why?
Because the police were coming.
So?
Well, they seem to have got this silly idea in their heads.
What idea?
You'll laugh.
What is it?
It's so absurd.
Go on.
But I am the Radiance Killer.
You're the Radiance Killer?
No!
Why did you say you were?
I didn't.
I think you did.
I'm not the killer.
Have you checked?
Checked how?
Well, maybe we should check.
What?
To be on the safe side.
How?
Yoo-hoo! Officer!
What are you doing now?
Only one way to settle this.
Don't do that!
Officer! Only the true criminal need fear the hand of justice.
And what seems to be the trouble, miss?
I wonder if you could clear something up for me, officer.
I'll do my best, madam.
My friend here claims he's the Radiance Killer.
No, I don't.
No, that's right, officer. My friend here claims he's not the Radiance Killer.
Oh, he does he?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Berenger, officer.
And on what basis do you make this extraordinary claim, Mr. Berenger, sir?
On what basis? On the basis that I'm not.
Bold as brass.
But I'm not the killer.
Well, you seem very sure.
No, I'm not.
See? He's not sure.
Do you have any proof of this?
You can't prove a negative.
Well, if you can't prove the negative, that only leaves the positive.
No, it doesn't.
You expect us to believe without a shred of evidence that you're innocent of the charge. Be reasonable, Sam.
I am being reasonable.
Don't you play your mind games with me, Sunshine.
I don't have to prove I'm not. You have to prove that I am.
You are what?
I am the killer.
See, admits
no,
it.
No, I don't.
I have to warn you, sir, that this shilly-shallying can only harm your defence.
Well, you tell me then.
Tell you what?
Tell me how I can prove I'm not the killer.
Well, for starters, Mr. So-called Berenger, you can turn out your pockets.
Oh, well. Now we're getting somewhere. Actually, I think I'd rather not do that.
Oh, why not?
There's something in my pocket that I forgot was there.
So?
And it would, I think, give you a false impression of the situation vis-a-vis my being, or not being, the killer.
What is it? Well?
Well, the thing is, it's a knife.
A knife, eh?
Yeah, but I can explain.
Let's have a look!
In fact, how it came to be in my pocket is rather a funny story.
I've heard enough from you. Empty your pockets, nice and slowly.
Well, that's the thing. It's not mine
Mr.
at all.
Mr. Berenger, produce the weapon.
Oh.
Look out! He's
Mr.
got a
knife.
I told you that.
I am arresting you on suspicion of being the Radiant's killer.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you later rely on.
You've
in court.
Got the wrong man.
Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
This is ridiculous.
Do you understand?
Yes,
right,
yes, but
you're coming with me.
Wait, come along, sir. This is all a mistake.
Look lively, sir.
Keep back. Hmm?
Put the knife down.
Keep away from me.
Don't make things worse for yourself, Mr. Major.
Keep back. Huh? Out of my way. Out of my way, I say!
After him! That man is the Radiant's killer! Which way did he go?
Don't let him escape! Sir,
I think I saw him. Come on, come on!
I have to go home. Hey. Radiance, get me out of here.
Certainly, sir. Take the street to your left.
Thank you.
Continue for 120 meters. At the next turning, bear right. At the crossroads, go straight ahead. After the park, take a sharp left onto the avenue. Continue on this street for 200 meters.
Where are you taking me?
To your destination, sir. Pass under the bridge and keep to the towpath. Continue for 20 meters.
Where is this?
You are nearing your destination, Sam.
I am?
You are. Continue for 15 meters.
And what is my destination?
The heart of the city, Sam. Continue for 10 meters.
The heart of the city? But I want to leave.
You are approaching your destination. Continue for 5 meters.
And what happens? At the heart of the city.
Turn right for the photograph of the colonel.
The what? It's you. So, this is where you spend your time, is it? You know, I could have you arrested. I just need to call out and they'll come running. Well, you don't think they'd hear me? Oh, they'd hear me, all right. Why? Why do you do it? Just tell me that. There's nothing to you, is there? You're just skin and bone. I'm younger, stronger. I could knock you down with one finger. You know that, don't you? I'm not afraid of you. I could crush you beneath my boot, but I won't. That's the difference between you and me. Come on. Talk to me, man to man. Tell me why you do it. You've destroyed my happiness. Not just mine. You've brought terrible suffering to this city. You've brought a dark cloud over Radiance, dimmed a light that would surely have lit up every corner of the world. Yes, my friend, even you. You've destroyed everyone's chance of radiant happiness, even your own. Think about that. Ah, do you not believe in happiness? Is that it? You think what? True happiness is an illusion? That
I don't know. Humanity is meant to suffer. Yes. That's it, isn't it? Well, you could tell me. I don't suppose it occurred to you that you might just be wrong. Hmm? No. You were so sure you were right. Pure arrogance is what it is, I'm afraid. No. Actually, no. You weren't so sure. You were scared that maybe you were wrong and that our attempts to create real happiness on this Earth might succeed. And that's why you've decided to destroy us all. No. No, you weren't so sure. You were scared that maybe you were wrong, and that our attempts to create real happiness on this Earth might succeed, and that's why you decided to destroy us all. You're a pessimist. A nihilist, then? No! No, you're an anarchist. All right, so now we're getting somewhere. Those are outdated ideas. You've got a new doctrine, a new philosophy. Maybe these killings are part of a program you're developing, a sort of manifesto. Okay, well, I'm prepared to give you a hearing. Talk to me. No. I'm giving you far too much credit. You just hate people who are different, don't you? Like Danny. She was kind. She was beautiful. She was spirited and independent, and you couldn't bear that. So you had to take her life from her. You sad, pathetic creature. That's what it comes down to, doesn't it? Or maybe it was her role in the hierarchy. The way some people hate a uniform. You didn't see her. You didn't see that woman. You just saw a figure of authority. And in your twisted way, you thought you were striking a blow against power. That's right. I've got you banged to rights, haven't I? Wait. What am I saying? You didn't see the woman. That's all you saw. You saw another one of that sex who rejected you, who refused to give you what you think is your right. Well, it's not your right, my friend. You need to sort your ideas out, pal. Women owe us nothing. But that can't be the whole story, can it? Because, of course, you've killed children. Innocent children. What is wrong with you? Children? You don't harm a child. It's basic. You're seriously sick in the head. Unless, I suppose, you think humanity is intrinsically evil. Is that it? Well, you can tell me. Regardless of age, just stamped right through with evil. Is that what it is? Well, what say you, we give these ideas of yours a public airing? A debate. You and me. Venue to be agreed. All proceeds go to a charity of your choice. How about it? Hold on. It's not just hate, is it? Oh, it is. Oh, how disappointing. You hate mankind. Yawn. Cliché. Why, though? At least tell me that. Hate is not good for you. Fact. Hate is one of those feelings that just sits there, getting stronger. You take my advice. Get out of Radiance. Find yourself a little plot of land. Up a mountain, maybe. Get a few animals. Hate if you want. I mean, yeah, knock yourself out. But from afar. You're right to laugh. No one hates everything. Not even you. Not even you. So there must be something you don't hate. Interesting.
because we can build on that. What is it? Tell me, one thing you love in the universe. Come on. Say something. One thing. Just one thing. You owe me that. You damn well owe me that. Come on, you... No. No. Nice try, but no. I'm not falling into your trap. You're the angry one. Not me. I will rise above your provocation. Do your worst. Just glances off me and... Do you want to know why? I'll tell you. Because I am a human being. And you want to know something else? So are you. Sorry to break it to you. And what that means is that we can sit down like sensible people and come to an understanding. Because underneath, we are the same. We are both members of the Brotherhood of Man. It's true! Don't laugh. Don't you dare laugh. I could kill you now. You do know that, don't you? That would wipe the smile off your face. I've got a knife. Stab you in the heart, the back. I'm going to go in at the temple. And you know what else? No jury in the land would send me down. I'd probably get a medal. Freedom of the city. Sincere thanks of a grateful nation. Yeah, I won't, though, because then you'd win. And this is not your night, my friend. You are aware, I take it, that Christ died on the cross for you, too. That he still loves you unconditionally. And let me tell you this for free. You need a bit of love. Why is that funny? Oh, you're embarrassed, aren't you? Oh, yes, of course. You can't bear sincere emotion. The whole world is ready to help you start again, to dress your wounds. Because I think you are wounded, deep down, aren't you? Ready to bathe your feet and kiss your brow and say, I forgive you. But that sort of sincerity makes you sick inside. Always has done, am I right? Oh, man, this goes way back. You're terrified of kindness, huh? Well, don't be. Let the kindness in, brother. I'm getting warm, aren't I? Yeah, I'm on the right track. I knew I shouldn't have given up on you. But no, it's not emotion that's going to bring us together. It's reason. Yes, you're a modern man. You're a product of the scientific age. Why didn't I see that before? You're a bloody intellectual. Ha! Tell me I'm wrong. I'm right, aren't I? Look, okay. Joking aside, just you and me, between ourselves. What do you get out of it? Just tell me that, and I'll let you go. You kill in an attempt at self-actualization, but in fact, every death diminishes you. All that effort, and for what? You get people's fear, well, maybe that's worth something, but you also get their contempt, and that gnaws away at you. Tell me! Is it poverty that drives you? You want money? I've got some money. I can find you a job. Oh, how could I be so stupid? Of course. You're a skeptic. Idiot. God, idiot.
You're assailed by doubts. The world and our understanding of it are without foundation, and it drives you up the wall. All I can say is I hear you, bro, but... And you're not going to like this. If everything is without foundation, then killing is without foundation too. It doesn't solve a thing. Zilch. Nada. Sorry you had to hear it from me. Bit of a blow, yeah? Suddenly realizing your life's work is built on a contradiction. I know how you must be feeling. Egg on the old face, yeah? Embarrassing. It's simple logic, that's all it is. Doesn't stop people making fun of you, though. Pointing and laughing as you go by. Look at the simpleton. Killing all those people for no reason. He thought he was so clever, but he wasn't, the fat idiot. Who hurt you? Maybe no one. Maybe you are just you. Maybe you don't even know why you do it yourself. Am I in the right ballpark? Just stop. Please. Just leave people alone. Let us get on with our stupid little lives. Please. It's gone on long enough. You dirty bastard. You stupid, evil bastard. You toad. You stupid arsehole! Look, I'm on my knees. But understand this, I am not begging for mercy. I'm finding the angle of attack because, sorry to have to say this, but I am going to kill you now. I'm going to cut you up into 1,000 pieces and throw you in the fire because you can go to hell. I'm not afraid of you. Just tell me. Why? Please. Why do you do it? Oh, dear God. There's nothing we could do. What can we do with this? Nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do.
Beringer was played by Toby Jones, Danny by Christine Bottomley, Edward and Killer by Toby Haydoke, Narrator and Policeman 2 by Owen Whitelaw, Mother Goose and House by Amanda Wilkin. Killer was translated and adapted by Dan Rebellato, based on the play Tueur s'engage by Eugene Ionesco, published by Edition Gallimard. It was produced by Polly Thomas and Eloise Whitmore. Killer was a Naked production for BBC Radio 3.
You can find more editions of Drama on 3 to listen to on BBC Sounds. Next week, an Olivier-nominated play first seen on stage at the Hampstead Theatre, The Phlebotomist by Ella Rode. That's next Sunday night at the same time, 7:30.
Iveta Alp-Kellner on BBC Radio 3.
Forget everything you thought you knew about the organ.
I want to reintroduce you to one of the most remarkable musical machines ever invented. Organ music can be intriguing, groundbreaking, thrilling. In a new series for Radio 3, I'm challenging the old clichés and unraveling the mysteries that surround my instrument.
Iveta Apkalner's Pipe Dreams continues tonight at 11 on Radio 3, with the series so far on BBC Sounds.
Now at 10 to 9, it's time to join Hannah French for her weekly exploration of the best new recordings in classical music.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where, you know, we like to wear our hearts on our sleeves.
Baciare, baciare.